We're up to Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph, Akavya ben Mahalal Eloimer. He used to say that his stakel b'shloisha dvorim, person should, his stakel means stare, be mizbein and think into it for a long time. His stakel looks like stare at three things. V'yatobola de'avera, you won't come to do an avera. This is the way you conquer, you're able to fight the Yetzirah. Da main bosa, know from where did you come. Where are you going to? In front of who? Well, eventually we'll have to give a din v'cheshbon, the judgment of everything that we did. So he explains now. The first thing to think about is me'ayin bosa. Where did we come from? Mitipa serucha means from a drop of shichva zera came from your father, which is serucha, which is rotting away. That's where we come from. In other words, this is supposed to take away a person's gaiva. A person thinks great upon himself, has too much gaiva. So think about this, will take away your gaiva. For lo nat hilach, where is the person going to? Limekayim ofra, to the plate of dirt. Means after misa, a person is buried in the dirt, in the ofra. Rima v'saleya, there's worms there. And maggots. And this should take away a person's taiva, desire to have enjoyment from this world, if he's going to think where he's going to end up. And in front of who will a person have to give judgment of everything that happened? From the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, every person has a din v'cheshbon. And the Rav of the Mishnah explains that, that we say a person comes from a tipa srucha, from a rotted away seed, even though when the zera comes out, it goes into the mother, it's not misarechas adarav, it's misaber, but it means to say that when the zera comes out, it's oimed to be in srucha. So from this, we learn that again, the person thinks where it came from, this should save him from the aveira of gaiva, which gaiva is one of the avos hamazikim, which is gaiva and kas. A person thinks too much of himself, he has this terrible need of gaiva, haughtiness, and constantly becomes angry when things don't go his way. He thinks everything should go the way he wants it, therefore becomes very angry. These are two midas of mazikim, and therefore this should stop you not to do these type of avaris. And then to think about where we're going to end up, he says, the Rav Mishnah is that's supposed to save a person, min ha-taivo, v'achemdo, el ha-mom. Person should have a desire, just enjoy this world, and the chemda, desire to have money. And he says, you'll be perished from a chet, and you won't be nichshel b'aveira. That what Mishnah says, a double lotion. We're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon. So the Gro says that din goes on the averis that we did, and cheshbon goes on the mitzvahs that we could have done. B'shas, we're doing the aver, instead of doing the aver, we would have done mitzvahs, we would have had that tzchus. We lost out. That's called the cheshbon, how we lost out by not doing the mitzvahs. Most Mepharshim speak out, even though there's pretty yidua what the Mishnah says, everybody knows these things, doesn't make a reshim upon a person. That's because I'm not makam the sinyan of his stakel. Stakel means not just I'm thinking about it, but to put real insight into it, mstakel, think about it, stare about it, continuously think about it. You know, like the first halach in Shulchan Aruch says, that shivisi Hashem l'negdi somid, that's the klal gadol, b'maylas ha-tzadikim. That's the sinyan. Kisei, the person has to think about the sinyan. We have to give a din v'cheshbon in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should lose our gaiva, our taivis, and then we'll be able to be dovik with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Ben Yoin also says that the sinyan of to lose your tainugim, that he says, that's what it says in Sefer Kehelis, that hevel avol momo kehelis, hakol hevel, everything is useless, all this time enjoyment of this world. Really, even though the Ramban asked the question, we know that Fakir Psukim say that Ki Toiv, when Hashem created the world that was good, says Ki Toiv, Hashem created a good world. Mashma, the Nug, the Tainis, the Hanos, that this world is good. Sakam Kelestak, it says, Hevel Avolim, it's all useless. Lose your Hanois, like it says here in the Mishnah also. Think about where a person is going to end up. All the Hanois will just be there. The more fat you have, it's just going to be that the worms will just eat it up. It's Fakir from the Psukim of Ki Toiv. And Ramban explains that there's no stira. The pshat for these things is just to go bosar, enjoyment. taivis that the Yetzirah wants you to do, those are averus, those take you away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, those are terrible things. But adarabba, if we take the enjoyment of this world to be able to do avodas Hashem, the person has to keep his nefesh, the person has to keep his body alive. Avada, we have to have certain hanos. But if we take it, amanas with a kavona, to be able to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not just time to have taivis, time to have enjoyment, but the taiva of the world is to use it out, amanas to be able to do mitzvahs, to learn Torah, that's a dovah taiva, that's something good. Like the Gro writes, that when a person eats l'shem shemayim, or he eats and has anor to keep himself going, to be able to learn, then the neshama has enjoyment from that machshava that you have. It's kind of like the eating of the food, that's mahana, your nefesh, your body. But the machshava you have, that you're doing it l'shem shemayim, to be able to learn better, to be healthier, to be able to do more mitzvahs, the machshava you have, that's what the neshama has an offer. See, that's also one cheshbon. If you remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu din b'cheshbon, said in Avada, the noise you take from this world is almanas to be able to do more mitzvahs, keep yourself healthy. That's all b'chlal mitzvah. But just stam the tanugim, stam the enjoyment, b'teres enjoyment, that's what Shlomo Melech says in Kehelis, HaKol Hevel, Hevel Avolim. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us, to think about where a person's going to end up, to know everything is like for Rima, for Soleya, for Ofer. To Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kanamayma, Rabbi Chanina, the second in charge of the Kohen Gadol, he was there by the end of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, and he lemaisa saw the Churban, and we know the Churban was called because of Sinas Chinam, and therefore he comes to warn us, and he says that have a mispalel b'shloimeh shel malchus, that we should daven for the peace of the king. Why shall Molly Meroh, because if people would not have somebody to fear, they would not fear the king, Ish Esriyeyu Chaim Beloyu, a person would swallow up his friend alive. And Rabbi Yehin explains the pshat is, the person has that feeling for the people. You have to be dug, you have to worry about the rest of the world. And therefore you should be mispalol, that there should be shalom on the world. No, then you have to be mitzvah, you have to feel bad for the tsar of Acherim. And therefore the Derech says that tzaddikim is to be mispalol, that the world should have peace, which means with the shalom of the Malchus. We want to make sure even by the Goyish of Malchus. But because of that, like the Mishnah says, people won't harm one another, but otherwise there'll be harm in the world. People without Devar Hashem, people without the Torah, their own netiyitzos, to have sinas chinim, to have kina, sinna, to want to mamish kill somebody else, take away what he has. People have chemda desires. Like you see today, people rob, people steal, people kill, they'll take away one from another. So we have to be mispalol that should stop. But the bondage of the tzar that other people have, and therefore it's very important to be mispalol that there should be shalom in the world, and also to mispalol other people should not have tzar. We have to mishtatev the tzar shachaveroi, to feel for another Jew, to feel for another brother, to have feelings for somebody else. And maybe if you see somebody the tzar, Avad, it's a special chiyuv for you to daven for him and try and help him take away this tsar, in order there should be shalom. Ad kedei kach he should even be mispalel for the shalom of the goyish malchus, in order that there should be yira of the malchus, in order to stop people from doing harm to one another, that everybody should have peace, there should be no more tsar. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chananya ben Charad Yonimer, that shnayim sheyosh, from two people that are sitting together, V'yein v'neim divrei Torah, and they're not talking and learning, they're not learning together, is Hareza Moshev Leitzim. He calls them sitting and stop joking around, which is an Avera. Shenema, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ova Moshev Leitzim Lo Yoshev. First Pasuk in Tehillim says, stop sitting and joking, Lo Yoshev, you should not sit there. You stop wasting your time, Bittul Zman, Bittul Torah, that's come out one of the worst Averas we have. Chazal say, Kishem, Shelimud Torah is the greatest mitzvah we have. The same thing, Bittul Torah is the worst of error there is. And the Mishnah continues on, Al v'shnayim sheyeshrim v'yesh b'neim divrei Torah. But two people are sitting and they are talking and learning. Then Shechina b'neim, they bring the Shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his effect, his shining is between them. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Malachai oz nidbaru Yirei Hashem Isharayeyu, that the Yirei Hashem, two people sitting and talking together, And by Yakshir Hashem Vayishma, Hashem listened to them. Mashma the Shechina was there, and by Yikosav Seifa Zikar on the front of Liyiray Hashem Lachayshva Shemay, because Baruch sits down and writes down what happens by the Yiray Hashem Ulachayshva Shemay. The Chayshva Shemay, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thinking about his Torah. And it says like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina was there. Then the Mishnah ends off. Ein liyeh l'shnayim. The only one so far the Pasuk says, Ishra Yeyu, two people are sitting and learning together. Minayin, how do we know to say, Shafilu Echad, even one person, Sheyeshe v'yisa b'ter is sitting and learning Torah, Shakarash Baruch Hu kaveya l'scharoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu like is there watching him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kaveya sets aside the reward that he deserves for his great mitzvah. Shneim, the Pasuk says, Yeshev bodo v'yidoim, person sits there by himself, kinotel olof. So it means Yeshev bodo v'yidoim, means the person sitting there and learning Torah between himself. So not lolof kolaimam, that he takes char, Hashem gives him reward, minute the Shechina is there watching it, and pays him back for the tremendous mitzvah that he's sitting and learning Torah. Now, in this Mishnah of a Hananiah ben Tradin is teaching us a tremendous Chiddush, that he says two people that are sitting and they're not learning Torah, so Chassidut Moshe Bleitzim, the mom is sitting there making jokes, and me the Gisa, he's sitting and learning Torah, what kind of tremendous char it is that the Shechina is B'nayim. So he's teaching us like there's no in-betweens, either a person's learning Torah, using out his time, or else if he's sitting there and wasting his time, it's the opposite way. It's considered the pasuk of Moshav Leitzim LaYoshav. Don't sit there and stam mock and make jokes. What does stam sitting and not learning have to do with making jokes? The pshat could be, we know that the yisoid of a leitz, a leitz to make a joke, that has the koyach to break, to destroy anything that's choshev. That this something's choshev, mitzvah, Hashem. Well, you can hear a tremendous shmuz. Somebody talks to you, mamas lifts you up, have tremendous service, and somebody makes one joke about it, and you ruin everything. A joke has the kayak like a bomb to destroy all the kedusha that's there. One late son has one joke, could just ruin it all. That's how terrible late sonness is. That's why the pasuk says, of a moshav of late son, people just sitting there and making jokes, lo yoshev, you should not be there. Because that can mamas destroy your ruchnias with one joke. So the pshat is that you're taking something that's very choshev and you're destroying it. Here also, a person has time. He's not working now. He's sitting and talking with his friend. Is sitting down. It's a very important time. You can accomplish so much with it. So instead of learning Torah, you use the time and waste it. That's like a late, like you're destroying. You're taking away that precious inyan of time. Time is very precious in front of you, the chavrusa, with a friend that you could be talking and learning. And that's what he continues on, that two people sitting and learning, that's a tremendous type of learning. It's better than learning by yourself. Shnayim Sheyosrim means two people sitting and learning together. Hashem comes and listens to every word, meaning it's a tremendous Shechina there, it's a tremendous opportunity to Shteigais, that's mamish such a dova choshev miyay. And if somebody just wastes it, the pshat is that's the kayach of a bomb-like, of a late, of a joke, that just ruins it all. Even though it's so chosher at that time, with one late, you could just ruin the whole thing. So if a person just sits back and is not learning, that's considered of a meishav leitzim lo yoshev. He's just wasting his time. And then what it means to say is when you have two together, that's such a chosher inyan to learn together. Then he ends up, what's going to be if a person's by himself? Maybe things by himself is not worth to learn. He ends up, no, that afilu echad, that sits in Isaac Batera, that's a tremendous inyan. Isaac, they say, like he's yogeya, he's trachting, thinking and learning. That in itself was a tremendous chus, that also the Shechina is there, and you can receive tremendous schar for it. Also, we see the koyach of Torah over tefillah. By tefillah, we know you have to have 10. The Shechina only comes if you have a minion, you have 10 people. Less than 10, the Shechina is not there. Mashenkin, by Torah, even the yochid that sits and learns, he also brings the Shechina there. We're up to Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Shimon says, Shaloisha Sha'ochlo al Shulchan Echad, three people that are sitting and eating together on one table, V'loi Omru Olav Divrei Torah, and they do not talk in learning, there's no words of Torah spoken, is Kilo Ochlo Mizivcha Mesim. It's like they're eating from a zebra, a sacrifice of Mesim. which really this means of avodah zarah, as zivchei takruvas avodah zarah is ksidid mesim. It is a pasuk in Tehillim that says vayitzmedu lebal por vayoichlu zivchei mesim. Shenema, the Mishnah says shenema. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu ki chol shulchonos molo keya tzoyam. All the tables were full of like garbage, tzoya waste. Beli makim. In other words, Shayo called Takrubas Avodah Zarah Keya Tzoya, like waste. The pasuk says, why Bali Mokim? Means to say that they were eating and drinking, and they weren't masked, they didn't remember the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning to say, they didn't say Divrei Torah on the Shulchan. And the Rabbi Nirin explains, because yeshivas, three people sitting together, that's Siddur the Chabura. Like we know the Mezumah for Birchas HaMazon. If so, it's not right that people should be sitting there just for their own enjoyment. They don't have Divrei Torah between them. The pshat is they're being purged, they're taken off the Olah Torah. And then they're only eating and drinking just for the pure enjoyment of it, which is not Zeichem, L'Avodah Zarah. And then Rav Shimon ends off, the Mishnah ends off, this Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that says, Al v'shloisha she'ochlo shulchan echad, but three people that are sitting together and eating, v'yomru all of Divrei Torah, and they do talk and learning while they're eating, then kilu ochle mishochane shel hamakim baruch hu, it's as if you're eating from the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like from a mizbeach. Shenema the pasuk in Yecheskel says, v'yedaber elai, Shem spoke to him, zeh ha'shulchan ashel lefnei Hashem, this is the shulchan in front of Hashem. And this pasuk is talking about the mizbeach, and it's called the shulchan. So from here we learn out that the shulchan is like a mizbeach. The Miri says that means that the shulchan that they say Divrei Torah on it has lach like a mizbeach. Really, that's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Hei that says that bizman she beis hamikdash kayim mizbeach is mechaper Yisrael. The man we had the beis hamikdash the mizbeach the kabbonis that was mechaper. The Gemara says viachshav now after the churban habayis shulchanoi shalod mechaper lov a person shulchan is mechaper on him. Meaning to say that the shulchan is like a mizbeach. How is that? If you learn Torah, becomes like a mizbech. And the pshat is that when a person eats food, the pshat is avada, we need the goof needs it. It's necessary for your goof to keep your goof alive. But the pshat is what's the purpose? Why are we keeping our goof alive? We have to realize that ikar is our ruchnis, our neshama, our Torah, that's our ikar. Karad neshama is mishtutaf with the goof. We have to keep both alive. It depends what's the ikar purpose, like what are you trying to keep alive? If you do eat and you say Divrei Torah on the table, then the pshat is like you're keeping yourself alive on manas to be Eved Hashem. You say the ikar of the ruchni is you're learning Torah. So then the pshat is, it's like a mizbeach, it's like coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the food that we eat, that's mechazak ourself, that's our bringing a korban to keep the mizbeach, to keep the neshama going. But the opposite way, the person just eats and doesn't say Divrei Torah, so pshat is you're not thinking about the ruchnius, you're not thinking about your neshama, you're only talking about your pure behema, your poor goof alone, just for the pure sake of the hanor that we spoke out, that Shlomo Melech said, that's hevel avolam akol hevel, that tzarah that takes you away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that brings you to avodah zarah. So that's what the beginning of the Mishnah is saying, if you eat and you do not say Divrei Torah, like you're pure going after Hanois Olam Hazeh. That's very low, forgetting about Ruchnias, pure Hanoa, that's Deimat HaVodah Zarah. Mashenkin, if you mishtatif Torah when you eat, then the pshat is you're making the eating for Tzorach Aliyah Ruchnias, are keeping the Shamar alive, that's a Kapora, that's like the Mizbeach, that's like the Shulchan, and the food that we're eating is brought on the Korban, it's brought to Mechazik Aguf, that we should do HaVodah Hashem, become closer, learn Torah. Therefore, the Rosh Tzaddikim Taka that they say before they eat, they always say, we're eating now, amenas, to keep our neshama alive. We're eating now to mechazlik our guf, that we should be able to do avodas Hashem with the guf. Then it's doimah to bring in the korban on the mizbeach. And when you eat, you show that by saying Divrei Torah. So if they say the ruchnis is the ikam, that's why we're eating now to mechazlik ourselves, we'll be able to do mitzvahs and learn Torah. Otherwise, it's like you stop taking care of your guf. That's Daimat Yevonim, Daimat HaVodah Zarah, forgetting about Ruchnis, just going both Bosa, Taivus Oilam. Mishnah Dalit, Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoy Omer, Haneya Balaila, somebody stays up at night time. V'yamahalach b'derech achidi, somebody walks alone in the roads. or else from the final libel of Atolus, Tom is wasting his time. He turns his lave towards Stam Batolo, Stam useless. It alocher is, it Mishnah says, Harezim is chayv ben Avshay. Like he deserves to have Misa, he's mechayv himself. So one simple pshat is that at night time is called the Zman of Mazikim. And if you go yourself in the road, it's also Yoimit to get Nizik from the Zakin. And therefore, Torah is what's matzah you. So a person doesn't think about learning at night time. While going in the road, you're mischayv ben nafshoy because you're putting yourself into danger. Others learn that the pshat is that Hanei Balaila night time is a very precious time. That's the time to learn Torah. Like really, the Rambam says a lashon. The Rambam says in Hilchas Talmud Torah Paragimel Halach Yigimel that afa pi she mitzvah lilmid b'yom balaila. True, there's a mitzvah to learn by day and by night, but einodam loymed roiv chochmos yel balaila. Person learns Rov of his Chochmah at night time. The Fig of the Rambam says, whoever wants to be Zoicha to the Keser, a Torah, crown of Torah, be careful every single night not to miss one night without learning. And the Pshat is that at night time it's a Zaman Ritzui, it's quiet, there's no tumbling, people are not working then. At this by daytime, some people have the Klola, they have to go to work, you have to make panosa, b'zay sapecha teichalechem, and therefore things busy, it's not such a good time for learning then. Mashenka, at nighttime, everybody's quiet, there's no business going on, that's a perfect time to sit and learn, and put your mind into learning. Therefore, it's such a special time, if somebody wasted, he stays up that night, and he wastes his time, he doesn't learn l'vat tolo, that's mischai v'nafsha, he's wasting like prime time. The same thing, halach b'derech yechid, you're going yourself. Why should you waste your time? It's precious time. Yemakim sakana, use out for learning Torah, thinking and learning. Like the pasuk says, "V'lechtucha b'derech." Mashmir the pasukim in Krishma, the ikizman v'dibarta bom of learning Torah is b'shiftucha b'veisecho v'lechtucha b'derech. When you're at home sitting peacefully, when you're walking on the road yourself, that's like time you should use out. And not stam wasted, because if you have time that you could use out such a precious thing, stam to waste it, that's called mischayiv b'nafshay. Yeah, Mishnah Hey, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana Omer, he says that kol hamakabel olav el Torah, somebody accepts upon himself the yoke of learning Torah, so then min hashemayim is mavir mimenu, HaKadosh Baruch will take away from you, oil malchus, the kingdom won't bother you, the old Derech Eretz, you won't have to worry and work too much for Panosa. Hashem will take care of you. You'll have a brocha from the little bit that you're doing, since the ikki you're doing is learning Torah. But the chol ha-perik mimeno ol Torah, whoever takes off him the yoke of learning Torah, then noisn olav and Hashem will put upon him all malchus will have to do with the king. The king will make him do things. The old Derech Eretz will have to work hard to make a Panosa. Give shoot to the pshat for the Mishnah, as we know, the pasuk says in Iyov that Adam la'omol yulad, a person in this world was born to do work. Al piroi, a person has to work, and therefore Ashrei me that accepts upon himself the work should be in learning Torah. He's mekabel the Yerl HaTorah. He gets two in one. He has to work, and also he gets tremendous schar for doing this work. So if his yotzes work in Torah, therefore, Min Hashem, they don't make you do other type of work. You won't have to work for the king, or the panosa will come very easy. Mashenkin, if you take off yourself the Olat Torah, you don't want to work in learning, then anyway, you're going to have to work, so then they'll put upon you the old Malchus, the old Derech Eretz. And Rabbi Yehin explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the person wants to learn Torah, so Hashem won't be Mevatlim. Hashem is going to let him learn. And therefore, his panosa will go easy. He won't have to work that hard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a bracha. Because what is he going to be doing? He'll be sitting and learning. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants him to learn better. If a person doesn't plan to sit learning, it's not a zikam, then he's going to have to work. Similar, they say, the pasuk says, that Ashrei HaGever Asher Tiasrenu Kom U'mitoros Chosolamedenu. Said it's in Kapitel Tilim, Tzadik Dalet Yom Revi, that Bekitza Ashrei HaGever Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you Yisurim. And where do they come from? Umitoros chasalam denu. Farshim said that everybody has to have Yisurim. Ashrei me, that he's omel, he works in Torah, that should be his Yisurim. He gets two in one. The Maisa gets tremendous chav for the limud haTorah.
Ashenken, otherwise, Vachmon and Shemaya, you have to have Yisurim otherwise, and for that you don't get any Schar altogether. Because the Pasuk says, Eved Maskil, it's a smart Eved, where it says it goes on Eliezer, Eved Avram, he knew that he was a Ben Kenan, he knew he had a curse, he had to be an Eved, says, so he might as well be an Eved Avram, but this will gain two in one, and be able to learn Torah also. First, not to be a Chochem, really is going to have to work anyway, so Ashrei me, that his Ikka work is in Limud HaTorah, and therefore get double the amount of Schar. Yemishnah Vov, Rabbi Chalavta Ish Kfar Hanan Yomer. He says that Asara Shiyasim Veskim B'Torah, 10 people sitting and learning Torah together, is Shechina Shruya B'Neim. Tremendous chus that the Shechina is between them. Shinem the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Elohim Nitzav Be'adas Kel. Hashem Baruch Hu standing there, Ba'eda, Eda always means 10 people. You have 10 people, the Shechina was there. Really, there's a ton of the Eliyo that says, Veschus, that 10 people are sitting in Eskim B'Torah, that's going to bring the Mashiach. That's the greatest chus we have. 10 people learning Torah together. Then the Mishnah says, how do I know to say, Afilu Chamisha, even only half the amount, only 5 people are sitting and learning together. Also, that the Shechina is between them. Shnema the Pasuk says, Vagudosoi al Eretz Yisoda. In the beginning of the Pasuk is, Habayna v'shemayim al Yosef, means that the Shechina that's in Shemayim, sometimes it comes down Loritz. And when is that? Sheyesha Maguda is Naguda there, which means 5 people sitting and learning Torah. Because Naguda means like you gather together in one hand, as if 5 etzpois, say if it goes on 5. 5 people sitting and learning together, also the Shechina is there. Could be not as much as 10, but I call upon the Shechina is there. Uminan, how do we know to say, Afidu Shleish, even 3 people are very sick together, learning Torah together, Shechina is there. Then the Pasuk says, be careful of him, Yishpat, Hashem is there, like by Mishpat Dayonim, which is 3. Say also, 3 people together, Shechina is there. When we 9, the Mishnah says, I feel even 2 people, Shnayim learning Torah together. Then the Pasuk says, in Malachi, Oz Nidbru, Yiri Hashem, Yishriyayim, that 2 of them were talking together means in learning. Vayakshav Hashem, Vayishma, Hashem listen was there. Hashem is there when 2 people are learning Torah. And then even further, we not how to know to say, Afilu echad, even 1 person is Isaac Patira, the Shechina was also there. Shnema the Pasuk says, B'chomoka Masharaska Rashmi, anytime you mention my name by learning Torah, Ovi Alecha Baraticha, Kodesh Baruch Hu will come, the Shechina was there to give you a bracha. So Pasha, the Mishnah is coming to tell us the greatness of learning Torah, what we are doing when we're learning Torah. It's mamish like a Mishkan, that we're bringing down the Shechina from Shemayim to come down to this world. That was the purpose of the Mishkan of the Beis Hamikdash, to bring the Shechina down. We should be living with the Shechina. When a person is learning Torah, he's bringing the Shechina, and the Shechina is with you. Now, the end of the Mishnah says that the Chomok and the Pasuk Vidashan, the Chomok and Mesher Asker, Reshmi, Ovi Alecha Barachticha. It goes on Limud HaTorah. Whenever you learn Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself will come and give you a bracha. Yisrael v'Rav Meir Chodesh Etzal. That the Mashkiach, that once a chosin, father was taking his chosin around to get brachas from tzaddikim. The minig is before the chasna, you take the chosin to get brachas from tzaddikim. So he took the chosin from Meir Chodesh. She says, you're going around to get brachas from tzaddikim. How about getting a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch himself? You want HaKadosh Baruch himself to give you a bracha? Here the Pasuk says, and the Mishnah says, the B'chamakam, whenever a person sits down to learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and give him a bracha. Therefore he told the Chosin, make sure that on the day of the Chasna, you convey your time to learn Torah, so you get a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Agav, also we see the Koyach of Torah, that we know by Tefillah, to have the Shechina, you need 10 people. Less than 10, you don't have the Shechina. You can't say Davash of Gedusha. That's with the Koyach of Tefillah. But here with the Koyach of Torah, even 1 person sitting and learning Torah, you have the Koyach to bring down the Shechina, not Stam, but the Shechina comes to give you a bracha. How chashuv this is, not to waste time, not to mavatel such a tremendous Koyach. Mishnah Zayin, Rebbe Loza Ish Bar Toysoima. He says, he knows Rebbe Loza comes from the town Bar Toysa, that Tein Loi Mishaloi, a person should give Loi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his own. Why? Because Sha'ato V'Shaloch, because you and yours shaloi really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person has to have bitoch and has to have emunah to know everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And therefore, it's only right that the money Hashem gave us, we should use out for mitzvahs, as if to be makir toiv and like to give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same thing, v'chein b'dobru v'ayma, by dobru melech, it says, n'psukim v'divri ha-yomim, ki mimcho ha-kil, from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes everything, u'miyotcho, from your hands, nosan aloch, Hashem gives it to you. As whatever we give away even, is all called from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, this is the oifin of the Aseres HaDibros, like the last law of loisachmoid, not to have a desire to take somebody else's, but rather to realize everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you what's yours, gives somebody else what's theirs. You're not supposed to have a desire, a chemda, to take somebody else's. You have to realize Hashem is the one that gives it. Really, the last one of the Aseres HaDibros is the key of the first one, of Anecha Hashem Lekecha. To have a total amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bitoch in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything we have comes from Hashem. Hashem gives it to us. And therefore we have to be happy and not complain and want more and want what somebody else has. But on the Rabbah, be happy to realize it comes from Hashem. And the Mishnah is Tuvim Nachidish here. We have to have a Koras HaTov. You have to want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we should only be and therefore you should be happy to give tzedakah. And how the Rabbi, the Gemara says, that you become rich. You have to know the money that you give for mitzvahs, for tzedakah, that's really yours. That's the best bank to put it away, that you'll take with you to Olam Haba. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon says, HaMahalach Bader, somebody's traveling on the road, Vishon, and he's learning the way you're supposed to. The Pasuk says, Uvalechtucho Baderach, even if you're going on the road, you should be thinking, talking, and learning. Somebody was going and he was learning. In the middle of the road, when he's learning, he stops learning. And what does he do? And he says, "Mano ilon ze, how beautiful this tree is. O mano near ze, how beautiful this ground is that's plowed." Is malo because the Torah considers him kilu mischay v'nafshay, like really deserves to lose his life. Why? Because the mice is in the middle of doing such a chush of a thing, is the middle of learning. So why are you stopping for giving up this beautiful opportunity of learning now and giving it up and doing other things that are not the same madrega, even though by itself would be a nice thing to be makatoiv, see how great Hashem's world is, say how beautiful the tree is, how beautiful the ground is, but not in the middle of learning. When you're doing something so great as learning, you have to be makat the chshivas of the limud and not like to be mavaza the limud, like to stop it for what? For just saying how nice a tree is, for this alone a person is together from Mischai ben Afshay. And the Pshat is really Torah is our life. So a person's Isaac in learning Torah in his life, and he stops learning for other things. So it's called Mischai ben Afshay, like you're giving up your life, and therefore the Mishnah considered it Kilo Yechai ben Chayv Nisa. Mishnah Tes, Rabbi Doistoi, Rabbi Yanai. Says over Mishum name of Rav Meir. Omer says over name of Rav Meir. That called Hashachayach Dovrechim in Mishnosai. If somebody forgets one thing from his learning, his Malal of Akasa, the Kaposa, considers him again, Kilim Mishchai ben Avshoi. Really deserves to lose his life for this. The same Svar again. Torah is our life. We live because of the Torah. It has to be dear to us to remember it, to chazer it, go over it. A person like Bemeza does things to make him forget the learning, so it shows that you don't want your life, and therefore you're giving up your life. Mischai ben Avshay. Shnemer the Pasuk says in Devarim, Raki Shom Elecho, watch yourself. O Shmo Nafshecha Miyoid, watch your nefesh. Now, what does that mean to say? How do you watch your nefesh? Watch your Torah. That Pentishkach, maybe you forget, that's at Devarim, these words means the Torah, Ashero Necha, that your eyes saw by Man Torah Har Sinai. There's love not to forget your learning. Yochel the Mishnah says, I would have thought to say, Afilu Tokvol of Mishnosai. Let's say it's not his fault for Einis. He's becoming old. He's forgetting now because of Einis. Not because he's doing things to forget. But by Einis it happens. Tokvol of Mishnosai. It's like too hard for him right now. So at this time, the Pasuk says, Upen Yosuru Milvavcho Kohi Mechayecha. that the love is watch yourself not to take it away, not to take it out of your heart. If so, ain't a mischayev yoni chayev benavshi yoni, I deserve to lose your life. Lest you do things to take it out of your heart. In other words, you're misrashal, you're mavatal time, you don't use out your time for learning, you don't chaza, you do other things, you let tuma go into your head that washes out the Torah. For that, you mischayev benavshi. If you do things that take out the kedushas haTorah, sometimes people learn, and then when they stop learning or afterwards, they do things, mamish of tuma, do bad things that goes into their head. They look at bad things, they talk about bad things, and those things, mamish, wash out the Torah in your head. So mamish, this love of pen yesuru, you're taking the Torah out of you. So this is the love. Or else, if a person's nisrashul, takes it easy, learns, but he doesn't care about chazering it, doesn't care to work on it, that's also considered pen yesuru. You have to want to learn and keep the learning and work as hard as possible to remember it. But if ba'enis, even though you're trying hard, still the person gets old, he starts to forget, it's too hard, that you're an honest on that you're part of. And I once asked Reb Chaim Kenevsky Shlita, the Goyim, that what should we do about not forgetting our learning? So he says the Iker is the Chaz, you have to go over and over again, the Chaz of the Gemara over and over again. You work on Chazaro, that's the way you remember it, you won't come to forget your learning. Mishneh Tes, Rabbi Chanina ben Doi Soima, that kol sheyiras chet, koydemes lechokhmosoi, person has Yerushamayim, Yiras chet, that comes first before he learns. In other words, he has Yerushamayim, and now he wants to learn to be able to know what to do, how to mekayim the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then chokhmosoi miskayemes, he'll keep his learning, because he's learning l'shem shamayim, to be able to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. That's the purpose of the Torah, then you'll keep your Torah. But the opposite way, means the person doesn't care so much about the Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Dikastam, he wants to know Habchochmas HaTorah, but not worried about keeping it, then Ein Chochmosim Miskayemis. He won't keep that Torah, that's not called learning L'Shem Shemayim. You won't have Siyata Dishmaya, he won't keep and remember that Torah. Who are Yoyma? He used to say, as Rabbi Chanina also used to say, that kol shemaisa merubim mechachmosai, if he does more actions, means he does a lot of maisim toivim. As he showed us, the Iker is interested in doing the rotzon of Hashem, doing what Hashem wants. And he's learning amnas to know what to do, then chachmosa meschayemis, then he'll have siyata dishmaya, he'll keep his learning. But the kol shechachmosa merubim mechachmosai, his learning is more than he does, meaning he doesn't learn amnas to do, he doesn't care about keeping what he learns. He learns, but when it comes to the mice, he doesn't keep, he doesn't do the mice and toivim. If so, ein chochmosa mischiemes, he won't keep his learning. That's not called the learning of Shem Shemayim. Eventually, he won't have siyata d'shemayah, and he's going to forget his learning. And the Rabbein Yehuda learns that chochmosa mubim maisov means he goes straight to learn, he just wants to learn. And then he'll say he'll do things. That's not good. Ein chochmosa mischiemes, meaning before you start learning, you have to have midas toivim. Person has the Derech Eretz Midas Toivus. When he has Midas Toivus, then the Torah goes in, then the Torah be Miskayim. So that's a Lashon of Kol Semaisim Ruvim Mechachmosoi. Maisim means his Midas Toivus are great, then that's a key, a school to keep the Torah. Mishneh Yud. Who are Yoyma? He used to say, again, Chanina Ben Dois used to say, Kol Sheruach Abriyos Neichemenu, if people are pleased with you, you should know that's a proof then that Ruach HaMokam Zorcha Neuchemenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also pleased with you. So what the Mishnah means, not just them being pleased. It means that people are pleased with you, like the Gemara in Yuma says, that when a person learns Torah and acts nice with people, does business nice by Munam, people praise him and say how nice he is, how nice the Torah is. So that's called Ruach HaBrius, means then happy with you, with the mitzvahs, the maisim that you're doing. Said, and that's a proof that Avad Ruach HaMokam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also pleased with you. And the Swasema says, the Iker is that the Ruach HaMokam Hashem should be pleased with you. Just a proof, a little bit of a problem, that if Ruach HaBriyas Neichemenu, it must be Min HaShemayim also Neichemenu. But V'chol She'ein Ruach HaBriyas Neichemenu, if people are not pleased with you, that means people don't talk about how nice your actions are, they don't praise your actions, but Ad Rabbam, you have bad midas, they look down upon you. Was also not pleased with such a person. Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkin Asayimam. Sheina shel shachris. Person sleeps in the morning. It's a zman to be up, to do avoida. Instead, the person is sleeping, is lazy. V'yayin shel tzoroyim. The afternoon, his time goes after his time of salev. He just drinks chamshikam. He drinks wine in the afternoon. Or else, v'sichas ha'ilodim. Stam talk, a kid talk. Stam bittel, wasting time. V'yeshivas boti kinesios shalam yoritz. Or else a person goes to dine, to eat out, to be with people that are marat the amor oritz, people that are not mechomim, people that are not talking and learning. So the Mishnah says, Maitzien esodim in olam. All these things take a person out of this beautiful world. And like the Rabbi Nyon explains, that the Ika person was created for was to be Isaac in Torah, do mitzvahs, be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, worry about your neshama. And here the person, instead of worrying about his neshama, all he does things is that's good for his guf, that does things for the piyush of the body, that's no good for the neshama. Sleeping in the morning, drinking in the afternoon, stam wasting idle talk, and sitting with both the kinesias, that's being mahana, your guf, but not your neshama. You're not going to be Isaac in mitzvah and Torah. If so, what do you need life for? The purpose of life is kihem chayen v'aruch yemein, was to be Isaac in Torah and mitzvahs. This person is just wasting his time. So that's called Maitzin Esodim in Erlem. You're taking yourself out of this beautiful world. This is a beautiful world to Mekayim mitzvahs, to make investments, and these investments la perish litan Erlem haba. Instead of just wasting his time, wasting his life, so that's called you're taking yourself out of this precious world. And we know when the Gro Zitzal left the world, last words he said was how beautiful this world is, what kind of good business you could do here, that to wear a pair of tzitzis, how much does it cost already to buy a pair of tzitzis? You put on tzitzis, you get such schar, it's such a great deal, how beautiful this world is, that you can use out all the opportunity to do mitzvahs, to learn Torah, how much schar you get for it, how beautiful this world is. That's called using out the world the right way. Otherwise, you're taking yourself out of this world. Your Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rebbe Loza Hamoidoi Oimer. HaMechal Esakotchim. Some is Mechal Kotchim. Kotchim means either the Beis HaMikdash or else Kabonis. You're not knowing with the Kedusha. We know Kabonis, you're only supposed to eat at certain places, not outside the place. The Kedusha is Beis HaMikdash, go in there when you're Tomeim. See, if you're Mechal, it means you don't keep the Kedusha of the Mokum. Meaning you have no Shaychus to Kedusha. You don't know what Ruchnius means. Or else V'amavaz Es Mo'adus. Person despises Yamim Toivim, which you do what Rashi says, this means Chol HaMoed. Not only Shabbos, not only Yom Tov, but even Chol HaMoed. Person doesn't realize the difference between Chol HaMoed and a weekday. And he acts the same way in Chol HaMoed like a weekday, is to be Mevaza, the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, we know, is Kamar Yom Tov. Just Chazal gave certain Eterim. But otherwise, there's an Indian to be Kaddish it, to dress differently on Chol HaMoed than a regular weekday. Eat differently, it has Kedusha. If you mevazim, you despise it, you're looking down upon the Kedusha. Wadin v'hamal bin p'nei chaver barabim. Somebody embarrasses his friend, barabim. The same thing, a person is a tzelem ulekim. Haftarecha k'mercha zaklagodo batero. Yechaver is a tremendous thing. It's a tzelem ulekim, that tremendous Kedusha yechaver. How could you go and embarrass your friend? Elamai, you take away the Kedusha, you don't think of the Cheshivas of a person. You're taking away Cheshivas of something. Even if you have a Bris Mila, but you're not Nizr in its Kedusha. Hameifa means either like you don't care about the Mila, or else you're Moshech or Losai. You want to like cover it up, you don't want to be, look like a Jew. So you're being Mavazid, the Kedusha of Yisrael. Or else you have Znus, terrible things, you're taking away the Kedusha of Yisrael. Or else, v'hamagale ponim b'Torah, shalei kalocha. Person learns Torah and says the wrong pshat, does it b'mezid, he says the wrong halacha. Also, is not nizim in the kedushas ha-Torah. Torah is so choshev, you have to be medagdik in every word in the Torah to say it over the right way. How could you megala and cover like the wrong pshat the Torah? It shows that you don't care about the Torah. In all these cases, afal pi shiesh b'yod the Torah ma'isim tovim. Even though this person learns Torah and he's doing Ma'isim Tovim, the halacha is ein loy chelik le'olam haba. This person does not have Olam Haba. Mashma these chatoyim are very, very strong. You take away a chilek on Olam Haba. One shot could be is that we know the yisrael of Olam Haba is that tzadikim yoshvim v'nenim iziv ha-shechina. The yisrael of Olam Haba, the schar, the tremendous inyan is to be nenim, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, a person on this world that does things not to be close to Hashem, does things that he despises Kedusha. Kedusha has to do with being close to Hashem. Kodshim has Shaychas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kabonis, Tznavoyd al Hashem. The person is Mechal of them, means he doesn't care about Hashem, he doesn't care to be Mevazah, the Kedusha. Who are Dinyan Tevim, we said, and even on Chol HaMoyed, you don't see the Dinyanim of the Kedushas of Moyed. Moyed, some say, is like a meeting place. You come to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a skarbis l'Hashem, and you have mevazer, it means you're going away from Hashem. Same thing, p'nei chaveroi, yechaver is itzelam alakim. How could you mevazim? It's like pushing away the Shechina. May for brisai, that's our kedusha, our Abba, Avraham Avinu. That's the school of Klal Yisrael. We have a bris milam. You take it away, it's like showing you don't want to be close to Hashem. Invited in the gala ponav haTorah, our ikar kedusha we have is through the limud haTorah, Yisrael v'yirai sechadhu. And if a person is not nizer to learn Torah the right way, he doesn't care to come out with the right pshat, he comes out with the wrong pshat, he's like Mevazer Hashem, he doesn't care about Hashem. And therefore, such a person doesn't have chilek in Olam Haba, because that's what Olam Haba is, being close to Hashem. You have to have live a life in this world, to have shaykhs, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimela will be able to be zoicha to have a chilek in Olam Haba. Your Mishnah, your days. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says, have a kal l'rosh. Be kal means light, means do the rots on the rosh. Some say means of an older person, the rosh yeshiva. It should be kal means easy and zoriz, to do b'mchadadim, to do what he wants to mesharis him, do his rotsin. And v'noyach lasish chayrus, and be nice to a chayrus means like black, means a young person, still has black hair. In amachiv, to be mekel, to give, like to be so much covered like to an older person, but I call upon him, you have to act nice to him and easy to him. That the mekabel as kol odom b'simcha, should accept everybody b'simcha with happiness. Hits every person that yid is choshev, supposed to act nice to them, rather the more choshev the person is, the nicer you should act to him, but everybody should mekabel b'simcha, if it was Hashem b'simcha, be mekabel upon him for another person b'simcha, that like avos Hashem, have chshivus of another yid. He's also telling malakim b'makabel everybody b'simcha. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, schoik, that the people stam go to laugh, have late sonis, the kalis rosh, lightheadedness, magilam lever, that makes a person have to do with pritzis, with aroyus. He said that with takonis Ezra, Balkari, should not be able to learn Torah before he goes to the mikvah, because that's the kalis rosh that brings a carry. That's the opposite of Kedusha. And therefore, the opposite of Kedusha is Erva. Masoiris Asiyag LaTorah. The Masoiris, that the Makambo, the Torah Shabbat Peh, Shenims is given over me door to door, that's a Siyag gate to understand Kloa, the Torah Shabbat Tzav. Whether it's not to read it, to interpret it, to understand it, we have to go boss of the Masoiris, the Makambo, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Hasinai. Maisroi Siyag Loisha. Person wants to remain rich or be rich, he should give ma'isa. The more stock you give, the more schar, the bracha you'll get, that you become rich. Like the Moradashin's aser, b'shvil shetis aser. Nidorim is siyog l'prishus. You need to be careful to make a neder, watch a neder. That's a siyog that protects you for precious. Person wants to be machmer la'latzmai, to be knowing things that are also, even though it's mutam, they shouldn't be over Yisurim. If so, like he's afraid of Yetzor will be Mizgavar on him, that's a nice thing to do. Shem Kablut by the Neder, and that's where he'll be able to be Kovish, his Yetzorah. And Siyog Lachoch Mashtika, the fence for Chochom, that Shtika being quiet, whether it means Shtika and other things in Yonim, not stam to be Marvin talking, Lashon Hara, Devar Matalim, but Adarabba, in that you keep quiet, but Yika Divras in Torah, in learning Torah. That's called siyog, a gate to keep your chochmas, not to waste your dibur, but shtika. Radarab in divrei kedusha, divrei Torah, that's the talk. Others learn shtika means in front of an adam choshev, in front of your rebbe, try listen to him, mekabel what the gedolim tell you, that's also siyog lechochma. Mishnah Yudalit. Hu ha yoima. He used to say, going back to before, of Akiva, that chaviv adam shenivr b'tzelem. It's a tremendous chavivus, a love of a preferred person, that we are created with tzelem alakim. That Hashem gave us the seichel, we could understand, kedusha, understand, ruchnius. That's a tremendous chavivus. And chiv yaseir, even greater than this, is noidas lo shenivr b'tzelem. That we know this, that we were created with tzelem alakim. Shneimer pasuk tzelem brachos v'tzelem alakim osas adam. Then chavivim Yisrael shenikra bonim lamakim were very chavu, were very dear, that were considered bonim l'Hashem. Chiv yaseir, even the greater thing is noidas lehem shenikra bonim lamakim, that we even know that were called bonim l'Hashem. Shneimer pasuk says in Devarim bonim atem l'Hashem lakechem chavivim Yisrael shenitam nam kli chemda. How great we are, lucky we are, that we receive the Kli Chemda, the great Kli of Hashem, that means the Torah. And Chi be Yisayvim, greater than that, Nedas them, that we know this, Shinit Lam Kli Chemda, we know that Hashem gave us this Kli Chemda. Shebar Nivr Lam, that through it Hashem created the world. Shinema Kileka Tov Nasat Lachem Torosi Atazayvu. Don't leave over the Torah. So Kitzur the Mishnah is telling us that we have a Chaviv, something special about us, that we are created with a Tzelem Alakim. And the pasuk says, "B'tzelem l'kim osas adam," and then it's a chaviva that were considered bonim l'makim, we're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the chaviva says that we were the one to be zoicha to receive the Torah. The pshat from "B'tzelem l'makim," we learn the sefer Nefesh HaChayim in the Shar Aleph. He talks about this. What does it mean? The adam is b'tzelem l'makim. We don't know what a b'tzelem l'makim is. It just says, look, it's a little of a dogma, just like a HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'kim. Is loshin a bal yecholus like Hashem Baruch Hu keeps the world going. Hamachadish betuva b'chol yom tomin. Kiseid every second Hashem Baruch Hu's koyches is keeping this world going. Hu adin Hashem men and adam also. That now that we're created, every ma'isim we do also gives koyches and shemayim for the whole rikia to be in existence. Our mitzvahs keep the world going also. And for care, the various we do is mekalkel the world. So if we have a tzelem alakim, our actions also have to do with keeping the world going, the tzara toiv and tzara ra. Kids said that we have shaykhis to HaKadosh Baruch, we have me'ein, the koiches of Hashem, and that's why we considered bonim l'makam, and avad, where do we get our koiches from? Because the koiches is from the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch gave us, mezake to us, the Torah HaKadosh. Mishnah Tezvav, HaKol Tzofui. Everything is uncovered, everything is open. Like the Rabbi Tanura says, everything a person does, even in Chadri Chadorim, inside private rooms, still it's goli, it's uncovered, it's open to HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch knows exactly what we are doing. And V'Hereshus Mesuna means a person has the ability to do what he wants. Shem gives us the choice as a Kecha Bechira. We could do either Toiv or we could do Ra. It's up to us, like the Pasuk says, it's up to us, and this is the famous question, but there's no stirum. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, what we're going to do, but our call upon him, it's precious us. We have the bechir, we have the choice to do good or to do bad. Uvetuv ha'oilam nidan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world with toy, with the midas of rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmonis on us, but still, we ha'koil if we roiv ha'maisa. It all depends upon how many good maisim toivim you have. Meaning, the more of a tzaddik you are, the more ma'isim tovim you have, the more letzad ha'tov, the more chesed, the more rachmonis HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on you. Interesting, the Rambam learns, ha'kol if you roiv ha'maisa, meaning the mosh, let's say you want to give tzedakah, you want to give $1,000. If you give $1,000 to one ma'isit, but if you give out, let's say, $10 to 100 ma'isites, that's even better. Every time you do the ma'isa, it's another sorus of being close to Hashem, of doing a ma'isa mitzvah. That's called HaKol Lefi Roiv HaMaisa. You're holding Mishnah Tezayin. Hu HaYoyimah. Again, it goes back to Rabbi Kiva used to say, HaKol Nosem V'Yerovin. In this world, everything is given on collateral. Meaning you're responsible for everything that you take from this world. U'metzuda Prusa Kol HaChayim. And there's a net spread out of all the living people. HaChanus Pesuach. The store is open. And the storekeeper is giving out on credit. We have Pinkis Pesuach, and his book is open. Vayot Kesefes, and here he's writing down. Because the right to love, whoever wants to come and borrow is Yavu V'Yavu. Let him come and borrow. Vagaboyim machzirin todu b'choyim. And their collectors, they go around collecting every single day. V'nefroyim in odem midaita, they pay back a person when he realizes it. V'shaloy midaita, when he doesn't realize it. V'yeshter ma'amash yismuchu, and they have a one to rely on. He's the one that collect, because everything is written down, you have to say Fazach Reinais. V'yadin dinemes, whatever Kosh Baruch Hu does, v'niz goveya d'choyiv, it's emes, v'yakol mesukun asuda, everything is ready for a suda, meaning for Elam Haba. So Kitcha is a very Yisaitis, the commission over here, that this world, in other words, they say is like a hotel, an expensive hotel. When you go into a hotel, you take all the luxuries you want, but you have to pay for every single thing. The telephone is very expensive. The food is very expensive. The drinks are very expensive. Everything you take, you have to pay for. Same thing, Olam Hazeh. Anything you take that's not Ledvar Mitzvah, you take it without Rishus from a Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch is not happy about it, so you're going to have to get paid back for it. Navad, if you take Koiches from Hashem and do Averis with it, so you have no right to do it, and you'll be paid, you'll get paid back from it. You know, there's a Svasemas that says, the Mitzvah of Tshuva is said by Gezel. Why by Gezel? But he says every single aver is really gezel, because any aver you do, you're using out the koiches that Hashem gave you, and Hashem did not give it to you to do an avera. So you're like, you're stealing the koiches, you're stealing these things you're doing the avera with. So every avera is a gather of gezel. So kids has this mishnah, everything is open, you have the choice to take as much as you want, but you have to realize you have to pay for it all. Therefore, Ashrei me that uses out this world for limud Torah, for mitzvahs. And then be that's called, meaning that even when Hashem pays back and gives you the punishment, it's only to masakin us that we should be fit to go to Olam Haba. Mishnah Yud Zayin, Rebbe Loza ben Azayi Omer, im ein Torah ein derech eretz. Person doesn't learn Torah, he's not going to know what real derech eretz means, what real midas tovus are. Person learns midas tovus, good character, through the Torah. And the same thing, the opposite, v'im ein derech eretz ein Torah. The person that doesn't have midas tovos, Torah doesn't go into him. Hashem is malamei Torah to a person that kli, that's yosher, that's kalat, that's emes. The more midas tovos a person has, the more Torah Hashem puts into him. And the more the person is sheker, has bad midas, less Torah goes in there. So it's hand in hand, you need the Torah to teach the derech eretz, and you need the derech eretz to be able to let the Torah go in. The Gro says on this, the main derech eretz in Torah means if you don't learn the Masechta Derech Eretz, then you can't learn Torah. Because you have to have Midas Tovos. Like my first said, like this Levush of a person is his Midas Tovos. If he has a good Levush, then the Torah goes in. Then, Imein Chochma and Yira. If you don't have Chochma, you're not going to be able to have Yiras Hashem. You have to understand also the Torah, that the Avon of HaKadosh Baruch, then you can have Yira. And the opposite, Imein Yira. If you don't fear HaKadosh Baruch, no, Yira Shema Imein Chochma, Torah doesn't go in, it goes hand in hand. Person has to learn Torah with Yira Shemayim. Again, Yira Shemayim is the kli that the Eitzah, the warehouse that Hashem puts in the Torah, and one builds up the other. You have to learn Torah Lishma with Yira Shemayim to be Mekayim the Torah. Emein Bina Ein Das. If you don't have understanding, you're not going to have Das. And the same the opposite way, Emein Das Ein Bina. Some say Das means understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding things, and Bina is understanding one thing from another thing. Kitzadi, each type of a chokhma, one helps out the other. Mm-hmm. Then the Mishnah says, in main kemach, if you don't have food, ain't Torah, you're not going to be able to learn. You have to mutzazich about the food, and you won't be able to learn. In main Torah, if you're not going to learn, ain't kemach, the broch is, the panosa comes through the limit of Torah, one helps out the other. Who are yoima? He used to say, Rav Lozda ben Azai used to say, kosha chokhmosim rubim imaisov. If his chochm, his learning, is more than his actions, lamal doima, what is he like? Leaning like a tree, shanov ruv, a lot of branches, v'shroshim u'otem, but the roots are very small. V'ruach bo, wind comes, v'akartan, uproots the tree, v'afakta upon him, falls on his face. Shneem the pasuk says, v'o yekar rabbi arovo, v'lo yira ki yov v'toiv, v'shochen charedim v'amid b'eretz melecho, v'lo yseishiv. In other words, a person learns a lot, but he's not mekayim what he learns. He doesn't do the mitzvahs. He's not makbid on what he learns from Mekayim. So that's like a tree that the roots are very small, just be thrown down. Mashenken the other way, Avakol Shemaisim Rubim Chochmosoi. His actions are greater than his Chochmosoi. There's only a little bit that he learns. He runs right away to Mekayim it, Yazir Shemaim. He's Mekayim what he learns. Then Lamal Daimel, what is he like? Leaning like a tree. Shanof Muatim, small branches, but Shroshim Rubim, the roots are very large. Shafilo Kolarucha Shabalam Bois, even all the wind comes and noise was and blows on it, a Maziz Naisam Kaim, he can't move the tree from its place. Shinam the Pasik says, Voyakech Soslov Al Mayim, Vial Yuval Yishalach Shiroshov, La Yira Kiyovichim, Voyolayuranon, Vishnas Patsarvis La Yidog, Vala Yomish Meyasois Aperi. Again, which means it should be like a tree that's planted by the waters towards the stream that's spreading its roots, and it should be, it won't realize the heat that comes, and it'll always be fresh, and it'll grow, and drought will not worry it, nor it won't stop growing, it won't stop giving off pears. This is called somebody that chachmasai, that nice of is ruba mechachmasai. Kids, the side of the Mishnah is, you have to learn Torah l'shma, to make ourselves korav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, the yisoid of the Torah is oisa nachas ruach liyotzroi. We have to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and if we do what He wants, we please Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with us. That's the kavanos of the Torah. And therefore, you need Torah, you need chochma, you need Yerushalayim, and you have to do ma'isim tovim. You have to have ma'isim. You have to want to do the ritzonos. How do we know what the ritzonos are? That's through the limud of the Torah. Therefore, they go hand in hand. Last mishnah of Gimel, Rabbi Loza ben Chis Maimel. Kina mopischei nida. These are laws about kina, about birds. When they bring carbonus, they get mixed up one with the other. Mopischei nida, the law is the beginning of a nida, how to calculate when she's nida, when not. Heine gufa halachas. These are the ikra of the halachas, essential halachas. Tkufais, about astronomy. Or gematrias, the mathematics, that's paparius the chokhma. That's some seasoning for the chokhma. Meaning to say that kina mopischei nida, even though it's not so negeya, the mice, it's Torah. Any part of Torah we have to learn, we have to know it, work on it. It's all Torah. Mashenkein, these other chokhmas of astronomy and mathematics, those things are not Torah. Therefore, after you finish, you filled yourself up with learning Torah, then if you have time, you can study these things to have chokhma. But this is not a daima to the goof of the Torah itself. Some say takufais here means that the mahalach of the mazolais, and gematrias, that means the cheshbin of the oisiyot. It's all type of the limud. Those are papyrus lechokhma, that's like a kinuach, like dessert, it's stam enjoyable, but it's not the goof of the Torah itself. Again, this should be learned after Yimamalik Risai with Torah. Mekitzah, this is the avoidus odom, to learn Torah as much as possible, to learn the goof of the Torah, the yik of the Torah, with midas toivos, with Yerushalayim, and ashrei mi shamola batoroi, v'yoseh nachas ruach liyotzrei. All right, we'll stop here.